This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
Alice, count us down in your top five favorite moments of taking pictures for Donnie in the shower.
The one this morning, the one last night, the one I was feeling really frisky, the one that I was dressed as a French maid, and the one that I was dressed as a cheerleader. Lego.
Put the trophies up, it's another episode. I told you long time ago, we about to explode. I think we something mean, supposed to be believe, but I told that be so awesome and that Donnie be amazing. But enough about me, yes, we all played the part to make it this far. But honestly, when it wasn't for the fans, it would have been kids a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP, city mood, I didn't got it wrong, we call it PG. Rainy M, I don't blame much for the violence in your household. Be home.
Trophy whore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 195. We are five episodes away from the luxurious... I can't say that word.
Luxurious?
Welcome to... Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 195. We are five episodes away from that wonderful number 200. I'm your host, Ricky Mick.
Well, so luxurious wasn't the word you were looking for.
Awesome.
Also with me... is I yield to no one.
Horrific? I mean, this episode's going to be a train wreck already.
Yes, it is.
We say that every episode.
Yeah, but this one's really starting off on the wrong foot. That, I don't know whether to laugh or poke my mind's eye out after Alex's top five favorite pictures.
Alex, speaking of which, you're with us too. Say hi.
I don't want to.
And also...
hi, everyone!
Is Donnie.
What up, dope people? And I must say that you would get a kick out of these pictures.
My eardrums got a kick out of that siren that just went off.
Well, they would only get a kick out of the pictures if we were able to release shows there, Donnie.
Eh, I don't know why. It's tech problems, nothing I can say. It's on my end.
Yes, anybody that is missing the last couple episodes... just be aware that if you listen to this, all the other episodes have been, problems have been fixed, but we're having a little trouble getting the shows out, so if you get a bunch of episodes bunched together, you know why. So, some technical issues with Donnie.
Because we're trying to time crunch to 200.
Well, the ironic thing is, last week we did two shows. We did 193, 194. Now, 194 came out fine, but we're having problems with 193, so I can't release 194 until we fix the problems with 193.
Do like this. Rename the 394 to Skip 1.
And I know what I'm going to buy Donnie for his birthday later this month.
Batteries for his smoke detector?
Absolutely.
You know what? I meant to take those down before recording, but I got backed up with a bunch of stuff and forgot. So
you got backed up trying to fix 193.
Well, at least when I edit, that sound would be in there, and the other ones would be taken out.
All right, let's do as we do every week and give you our updated trophy count. I am level 27, total trophies of 6,057, and a plaque count of 41. And just so before I go to anybody else, Jurassic Park, if you think you're gonna get. What is it? You're 35 behind me.
35 trophies before you get 9.
If you think you're going to get 43 trophies before I get 9 platinums, you're seriously mistaken.
Wait, Donnie, does he just have to get 35 bronze trophies?
No. He said he wants to have a platinum race to 50 platinums. The first one there wins.
He's 35 behind Tricky now.
I got 41, and he's got 7.
Well, we know what he's going to play to get that.
Actually, I think don't have 42 platinums.
You know, no offense here. Against Jurassic Parky. No offense against him, but I think Tricky could take a year off and still be in the league.
Yes, I think that's very true.
I thought Jurassic Parky was much closer than that.
No, he was going to try to get up to me when I had 38. By the time we hit episode 150, fell far behind that. And yes, I do have 42 platinums, not 41.
But how you know that Jurassic Parky isn't taking an involuntary year off?
Well,
like it's funny, or something.
It's funny because Well, it's funny because he called me out and he wants to get to a platinum race of 50. And I said, okay, fine. Then I looked at his trophies just to see, like, how many. He was, like, one trophy away. Come to find out, he chumped up The Wolf Among Us. He's got it on the PS3 and the PS4, the platinum. So
he's chumping his way that to it to 50.
He's chumping his way to 50.
Also, in his defense, so I will say this much. He has made an honest statement that he's got two or three PlayStation IDs and can't remember the password to any of them. So the one that he's on now that's got the 7 plats is not really whatever total that he is at.
Well, no, that's his original account. He made two other accounts because he couldn't remember the name, the password to the account he's on now.
Okay.
So this was his original account.
You can't just reset it?
He doesn't know what email he signed up for because he said he has 12 different emails.
Dude, first of all, why do you have so many different emails? And then second of all, just use the I forget password. Click the button. Anyway.
Well, forget password, but then it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. This is Trophy Wars.
Alex, give me it. It doesn't matter.
I'm not just going to give it to you whenever you want it.
Oh, you're going to give it to me when I want it, sir. Donnie, what's your trophies at?
Level 26 still. 53-6-1 and 73 plats. And yeah.
Alex?
All right, so I am, well, it says I'm level 24 now. Woo! Yeah. So I'm level 24, and I have a PSN profiles, you dick. I have 4,574 trophies, and I have 55 platinums in 54 games, which means I got a new platinum since the last time we recorded.
And that is?
The original Ratchet & Clank.
Oh.
All right.
Nice. Which means Okami is up next.
And, Yield, what about yours?
All right. Carmel. Level 19, trophy count of 3238, and a platinum count of 38 in 38 games.
All right. Well, this wasn't on the agenda, but I have a question to the Trophy Horse panel.
Okay.
I need a ruling because, as you know, we are currently writing up the Bill of Rights, or the... Yeah, the Trophy Wars Bill of Rights.
Okay.
I had an interesting question, and I'm
going to... It doesn't matter what your question is!
I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming. That's why I hesitated the first time.
There it is for you, Tricky. You asked for it.
I will let you three vote, but I want honest votes and not just snap votes. If you're playing... We have the rule that if you get the platinum in the same game on two different systems, that's considered a chumpable offense, correct?
Yes.
Yep.
What if the same game on two different consoles are two different versions of the game?
Still count.
You mean like a UK and a US version?
No, I'm talking like if Lego Batman 2 on the PS3 is a certain version.
Yeah.
Lego Batman 2 on the Vita is a different version of the game.
It's not the same game.
It's not the same game. Because the PS3 version has an open...
It's just a Vita version and a Station 3 version.
No.
It's kind of like...
The PS3 version has an open world where the Vita version does not have an open world.
Okay, it's the same
Has different
thing.
Trophies.
It's the same...
What? No, it has...
Wait. What's the trophy list? Is it the same?
There are a lot of similar ones as in the part of complete this level. But there are different ones in which you have to do challenges in the Vita version, where in the PS3 version it's pretty much standard, like collect all the gold bricks, all the red bricks and all that stuff.
Challenges like how? So instead of having an open world, there's a challenge.
Tricky, you gave me shit for getting the platinum trophy in Plants vs. Zombies for the Vita after I had completed the game 100% on the PSN, even though the PSN version doesn't have even half the trophies or the platinum that the Vita version does. So you're chumping right now. I know what you're getting.
I'm not chumping. I'm asking a legit question. It's the same game, but it's two different versions of the game.
Same plat. Same game, same plat.
How many different trophies are there?
I would have to do the research and come back in two episodes and tell you.
But it really doesn't matter how many deer.
Do the research and come back to me in two episodes, and I can give you an answer.
It doesn't matter how many different trophies are different. It's the same thing. It's like the same thing as the Smash Brothers Wii U and the Smash Brothers 3DS. It's the same game, except we get a 3DS version and a Wii U version. Same thing.
Not really, Dottie.
Yeah, it is.
No, because we count. It's the same thing. We count the Plants vs. Zombies Vita Platinum as a legit platinum because they added a heck of a lot more trophies to it.
Y'all counted it. Just because they added trophies, don't make it a different game. It's the same game. Y'all counted it. In my eyes, it's still, you're a chump.
Hey, fuck you, buddy!
I'm just saying. I'm just saying, just because they added or subtracted trophies, added or subtracted trophies don't make them.
I want to say that I was joking. I wasn't serious when I said that. I just was trying to be funny.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's okay.
It sounded like there was a lot of hate behind that, Alex.
You sound like one of those Canadians from South Park movie.
Alex's feelings got hurt. His homeboy just said, you a chump.
I earned that platinum, damn it.
Okay, yes.
We will address this in two episodes.
When Tricky can get a panelist on who's on his side.
Exactly.
No, because
we can get a jury of his peers.
We will talk about this because I have an idea for episode 200 that I think might be good for the whole whore community.
Wait a minute, our listener fan base or like the actual whore community?
Our listener fan base.
What if we do one for both our fan community and the whore community? We'd be doing a service for the public.
We're getting a little sidetracked here because we're on a time crunch again, like last week. Let's get into what we're playing real quick, Dottie. What have you been playing?
I've been playing some. Dang, what have I been playing? What's that game that I said that was kind of whack? Hold on one sec. I got it right.
Is it Plants vs. Zombies?
I got it.
I've been playing. I beat Saints Row Get Out of Hell, which I am highly mad, and I really don't care to even try to get the plat. Most likely I wasn't going to get the plat in anyway because it's a 3-hour network.
Four?
Co-op plat that I have to do, so I probably wouldn't get that plat. Also, I don't like how the game kind of forces you to take these missions. Like how you remember in the other two, Saints Row 3 and 4, where you do a contract with somebody, and then after you complete it, you get the choice to do other contracts or free roam. Well, in Gag Out of Hell, you get the choice to free roam, but if a certain time passes and you do a set amount of quests, they automatically take you to where it's supposed to be, and that's kind of sucky, and it forced me to quit to beat the game when I didn't want to beat the game yet. So I beat the game, like, it's a very, very short game, very short. Kind of like I think it got, like, maybe Ground Zero times two quick. That's how fast it is.
Get Out of Hell is just DLC.
Well, no, it's a whole game.
It's a standalone game, too.
Yeah, it's a $20 whole standalone game.
Seriously, it's not DLC. So it's got its own platinum?
Yes, I thought it was DLC, but they came out with a disc version and a downloaded version. Also, I took my chance on I went out of my box, and I'm playing the South Park game, and I gotta say, oh my freaking God. Why did they come out with turn-based crap, man? This junk sucks. But I must say, I can't take my hands off of it because the comedy in it is so hilarious. If it didn't have comedy in it, I would have took this game back within the next hour than I in my possession. Oh, I freaking hate taking turns.
Like, Alex, what are you playing?
So I've been playing, of course, some Ratchet & Clank, the original Ratchet & Clank, and got all the way through it, got the platinum, had to go through the game pretty much twice and you know, got the rhino, got all the gold weapons and found all the bolts and everything, and even got the million bolt trophy, of course, which, you know, in the subsequent Ratchet & Clank games, Donnie, you always talk about the skill points in those games being a pain. The skill points aren't a pain in that game. It's the million bolt trophy. Because the million bolt trophy, to get a million bolts, you have to go so far and away, far and above playing the game. Like, you have to play that game 4.5 times beat the game on challenge mode 3 times to get enough bolts. Like, I, after making it through the game twice, I didn't even have money enough money to buy all the guns.
You so know the what? Fact that you guys end, like, suck,
once
man.
You buy all the guns, once you buy all the guns, after you play through once and then you buy the Rhino and all the gold weapons, you're probably at 500K, 500,000 yeah. bolts earned. That means you have to double that to get to 1 million.
Y'all so suck. Could...
See, here's the thing. They added the bolt multiplier in the second game, which is probably them admitting, we probably should have had this in the first game. But so the bolt multiplier, like, yeah, it's like... That trophy should not have been put in the game because most people just glitch it anyway. Because there's videos on YouTube how you can glitch it and just keep your system on all night and just get the million bolts. And yeah,
I didn't do that, by the way.
Okay, but that whole glitch keeping your system on all night.
No, you had your wife play for you
to get a million bolts. It's ridiculous. Like, I got that on my second playthrough, and I only went through it a third time just to level up my weapons. Like, I got, well, y'all get hit case. A lot of times. Y'all must have got constantly get hit.
No, Donnie, in the first Ratchet and Clank, there is no bolt multiplier.
Yeah.
No, I know that in the first one, but the second, third, and so on, so forth, they had the bolt multiplier. And, like, what's the maximum? Like, 5 times, 5x, or something like that? Or maybe 10x?
Well, in Into the Nexus, it was 10.
10x. Okay, let's mark it at 10x. I can get that in like maybe what, three minutes. I get up to the 10x, and then after that, I mean, the bolts just keep coming. All I gotta do is crush a lot of crates and don't get hit. I mean, you can see the
but Donnie, there's no bolt multiplier in the first game.
Well, I know about the first one, but you did say the first one, didn't you? I thought you said you got it after the first one. Okay. All right, yes. Yeah, they shouldn't have put that in the first one. You're right. And the skill points, yes, they're crazy as heck. That should not be in the game.
Thanks for coming today, Donnie.
Yes, oh, yeah. I misheard you. I thought you said the second one.
Yield, what have you been playing?
Some Simpsons Tapped Out, Ratchet and Clank Up Your Arsenal. I think I'm getting close to the end of it for my first playthrough. And I was playing some All for One with my nieces before I was recording.
Yeah, I saw that. And I have been playing,
Doesn't matter what you've been playing!
Yeah, it's only a chuckle. It's only a chuckle with anyone else.
I know.
All right, I have been playing Assassin's Creed Rogue.
How is that?
Just as sucky as all the rest of them?
No, it's...
Yeah.
Johnny, have you played it?
No, Trick, I haven't played it.
Then how do you know?
Because I know it's just as sucky, because every last one of them been in the exact same game.
Okay, whatever. You stay over there in your little corner, and you be on your little high horse. Let me talk about what I've been playing. I really haven't gotten that far into it, but from what I read about it, it's a continuation of Black Flag, but it's also, you actually go through the time, and it actually covers every game that's been up to that you go through every time period of all the previous games.
Kind of. Even worse so than being the exact same game. Now you're playing the exact same game as the rest of them and all the other ones included. Like, at the same time.
Let me get through the game and I'll let you know fully.
Stop it with this.
But I also signed up for a PlayStation Now, the subscription. And
Why did you do that?
Because he's tricky.
You're just throwing your money away. So you're spending $60 for a pile? Wait, how's it go?
It's $44 for 3 months.
So you're spending $44 for a pile of crap instead of $5 for a game you're going to like.
That I don't know that I'm going to like.
Either way, why are you doing that?
Because he's tricky.
You're just throwing it. Get you what?
Because it gives me access to games that I want to play.
Like what?
So does Quest.
Because all the games that they've announced that they keep putting out there are games that everybody already owns.
You can't use argument, man. That's my argument.
That's true, but there's games that I've never played that I want to play.
Like what?
Well, right now I'm playing Lego Batman 2.
You didn't own it?
Going through that.
You didn't buy that?
And I got to tell you, say again?
You didn't buy that?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. There's one valid point. Okay.
But I will tell you this. I'll get back into it in a second. But I will tell you something about Lego Batman 2. The flight controls in that game,
they're crap.
Are horrible.
It is. It's like flying a really bad tank.
You know, I used to say the flight controls in the Lego games that I'm playing now, Lego Batman 3, Marvel Super Heroes, those flight controls were bad. These are horrible.
They are.
It's completely different the way they do the flying. So playing that, I played NASCAR 14, which I also got off PlayStation Now.
But you owned that one.
No, I didn't own 14. I owned Inside Line.
Oh, okay.
14 was the one I said we should buy and boost the online trophies together.
Oh, I guess we probably should have done that.
Probably. And there's a couple other games that I want to try that I haven't downloaded yet. But it's cool because I can jump from one to the other, and I can stop playing one game and I choose another game, and within 30 seconds I'm playing the next game. So that's pretty cool. And that's all I've been playing, except for Clash of Clans.
okay, I don't want to say any more about that. I mean, I just look at it like the whole, you playing this game, and then within the next 30 seconds I'm playing this game, and then that 30, dude, stick with the game and actually finish, and actually play a game, and I'm saying,
if I want to switch games, it's not like, with you in Gamefly, is if you're done playing this game, you feel like, I got to finish this game because I got to send this back or whatnot. Me, if I want to jump from NASCAR to Lego to Contrast to whatever, I can just do that. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, but, okay. Well, I understand that playing car games.
Neil says I have adult ADD.
I understand playing racing games because, you know, those would get tired. You would get tired of those quick, but still.
All right. Speaking of getting tired of things sick, getting tired of things quick, I'm very tired of you, so let's move on to our topics of this week. Anybody remember Q-Bert?
Yeah!
Hell yeah!
Q-Bert was a bomb!
Well, Q-Bert rebooted is...
All we need now is River Raid.
Q-Bert rebooted is coming to PlayStation systems. It is coming to the PlayStation 4, the PlayStation 3, and the Vita on February 17th in North America and February 18th in Europe. Previously released on PC and mobile, Q-Bert Rebooted features the original arcade classic, as well as a modern take on the game featuring hexagons instead of cubes. And it says other changes will be made. There are new features such as time and score challenges, new enemies with their own unique behaviors, new playable characters, power-ups, traps, and gem collecting. No price was announced, but you got to figure it's probably going to be in the $10 to $15 range.
Sure, that's exciting.
Don't mess with the original.
Speaking of remakes, real quick, has anybody played the new Resident Evil, or the rebooted Resident Evil 1?
No.
Is anybody interested in it?
No.
I mean, have you seen it? Like the final version? Oh my goodness. Okay. Like, I'm not excited about it, and this is another thing why I'm not excited about it. They say they rebooted and remastered it and everything, but it still plays the exact same clanky way. You still have to stop and shoot, and you still have to do that. You know how they turn around? Like, you push back to make them turn around. They just spin. They walk in place, but spinning around in a circle till they get to the point you have to be. It's like, it don't look enjoyable at all. Like, they're not doing too much to anything with these so-called old-school games and so-called giving them an HD look. If Q-Bert really doesn't look HD either, it just looks like it's more 3D now. That's it.
Next thing we have on the agenda is...
My bad for speaking about games on a game show, Tricky, on a game talk show. My bad, I shouldn't have did that.
I'm just giving you crap because I'm trying to... keep us going, and you just, like, derailed us.
I'm keeping us going by talking about a rebooted game, a reboot.
He's keeping it real.
And another reboot we have to talk about is Housemarque's newest shoot-em-up, Super Stardust Ultra. It will be released on the PlayStation 4 February 10th in the U.S. and February 11th in Europe for either $13 or £13. As revealed on the PlayStation blog, Ultra will feature 5 new planets, 9 different game modes, and some of which are brand new. One example of a new mode is Blockade, in which you continuously drop mines out of the back of your starfighter. Mines that can not only destroy enemies, but will damage you if you fly into them. Another new addition is interactive streaming, which lets players broadcast the game and allows viewers to dictate what happens next.
I ain't into that whole streaming stuff. I've gotten on the soapbox before. If I want to watch somebody play video games, I'll turn my console on and play.
I agree with you on that, but on the same token that if you can stream and your viewers can interact with your game, I think that might be kind of interesting.
No, that's not interesting.
It's not. I don't Twitch nothing. I love you all for listening to the show. I really do. But I'm not going to play my video games and be like, hey, look, watch me play games. I got a busy enough life as it is. I don't need to watch somebody else play a game that I'm going to play.
But it's not just the whole point of that. It's the whole point of them interacting with my game. Like, I don't want you to mess with my game.
Well, I don't know. I don't know exactly how they're going to interact.
Yeah, I don't even understand how they're going to do that either through Twitch. I don't know. How is that going to be happening anyway?
All right, in a continuation to one of our topics from, we talked about last week, we were talking about when should a developer go next generation or next multi-console. What relates to this article, is when to jump to next gen. Borderlands 3 is being built for next gen consoles. The next Borderlands game will not be coming to the 360 or the PlayStation 3, 2K has confirmed. Speaking to parent companies, Take-Two's financial call last week, 2K president Karl Slatloff said the next Borderlands game will be built for next-generation consoles. Looking further ahead, we have a robust long-term pipeline of titles in development, including groundbreaking new intellectual properties and new releases from our proven franchises. For example, we can confirm that 2K and Gearbox will develop an all-new Borderlands game built for next-gen consoles. Gearbox is in the early stages of development of Borderlands 3, or whatever it will be called, and the studio is calling for industry badasses, quoted, to help them make it. Until then, 2K is hoping to entice new-gen console owners back to Pandora and its moon with Borderlands The Handsome Collection. Now, as our resident Borderlands player, Yield, I'm going to go to you.
All right.
What do you think about them saying, okay, we're done with last gen, we're going with current gen?
Bravo. Because, I mean, they came out with the pre-sequel. And at the time, they could have very easily decided, well, you know what? The 4 is coming out. We're going to switch gears and we're just going to go next gen. They didn't. They brought out for this gen. And then they announced at PAX South that, you know what? We're doing a handsome collection. You're going to get 2 and the pre-sequel. The way the first 2 sold, you know there's going to be a 3. It's I'm not saying it's like the next Uncharted, but it's the next big franchise. So it's sell enough, it demands a sequel. So
well,
I have
coming
no
out
problem.
With a sequel, wasn't it? I thought that was the whole reason why they named the other one the pre-sequel, because wasn't that supposed to be like the in between of this one?
It was.
It was in between 1 and 2.
Yeah, that's where the storyline falls.
Yeah,
I have
that
no
would be
problem
assumed
with
to come out with 3.
I have no problem with 3 coming out on next gen because it, you know, 2 came out right near the end of the PlayStation 2 life cycle. Came out in 15. I think it came out at the end of 13. If you didn't know, at least I figured 3 would be next gen. So I have absolutely no problem with this. Cause you gotta figure, if they're in development now, that we won't see it until probably 16.
Good. At least they took their time with it.
What I want to see is another Duke Nukem.
Really?
Yes.
Alex, do you want to see another Duke Nukem?
You know what? If they want to make another Duke Nukem, I'm not going to. I've never played a Duke Nukem game. I grew up during the time when that was a big franchise. And you know what? I never played it. I'm not going to start playing it. So they want to make it, that's fine. I have no issues with that, because I'm assuming there's a lot of people that would like to see Duke Nukem sort of redeemed after Duke Nukem, what was it called?
Forever.
Duke Nukem Forever.
Forever, forever in a day.
So yeah. I think that most people would like to see, you know, fans of the series would like to see the series redeemed after that, but personally I wouldn't play it, but I don't have anything against Duke Nukem. I think he's a relic of the 90s, but if they can make a game, I mean, I think that Crash Bandicoot's kind of a relic of the 90s, but I would still like to see him come back, so I can understand if people want to see Duke Nukem come back.
All right, well, I got something that I need to ask you about, Alex, because we're done with our topics, our articles, now we're going to go into our topic of the week. And I want you to lead this conversation here, Alex.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat X is set to feature microtransactions. No official confirmation has been made yet, and there's no way to predict how such a feature will be implemented, although if the crypt makes a return, it can be used in conjunction with that. In previous games, the crypt was a large area designed to look like a graveyard with a huge number of tombs you could unlock using in-game currency coins. Some of the tombs included secret costumes, fatalities, art, and even fighters. Now, with that being said, How do you really feel about microtransactions in its sense? Do you feel it's helping a player cheat? Is it helping a player fast forward and not actually have to put the work into the game? Or do you don't really care about it because you would never purchase them?
You know, if the only way that you... I don't like when it's the only way that you can get something, like you have to pay for it. If I can play through the game and unlock it, like, you know, growing up, fighting games, you always played through arcade mode or the story mode or whatever, and each time you beat it, you would unlock a character or something like that. Tekken did it. Soul Calibur did it. If I can still earn the characters by playing the game or earn the costumes and stuff by playing the game, you know, like I earn in, like with the crypt, for example, if I can earn in-game money and put that towards the crypt and buy things, I'm totally cool with that. And if they want to have microtransactions where people can spend real-world money to buy things in the game, that's fine. That's their decision. But I don't want to have to, you know, buy a game and then be forced to do microtransactions where I have to, you know, spend money to get all the extra things. Like, okay, PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale. There were four secret characters. There was Zeus, Isaac Clarke, and I forget the other two. One of them was the main guy from... There was Cat. From what was the name of the game? It was on the Vita. Gravity Rush. And then the other one was Emmett from Starhawk. And you had to buy those characters. You couldn't unlock them. You had to buy them. And there was even like a Heavenly Sword slash Wipeout. A Heavenly Sword slash Wipeout level that you had to pay for. So like...
Yeah, but those were DLC. That wasn't a microtransaction.
Okay, well, were the characters, were those... Because they were kind of built into the game.
No, they actually weren't built into the game. They were added after the game was released. Those were official DLC characters. Wrong.
But I would not. I would like prefer to unlock my characters through playing as opposed to paying for them. So I would like at least have that option. If both options are available, you know what? Leave it for other people. I think the big concern for a lot of people is in like first person shooters when people can buy souped up guns, and that being a disadvantage.
All right, Donnie, you want to add to this?
Yes, I do. And you took the words out of my mouth.
Donnie, are you on mute again?
Yes, I was on mute. Yeah, you took the words out of my mouth, Alex, that, yeah, I don't mind microtransactions because I would not buy into them. But if I can earn them, like in the crypt, like in previous games, not the previous game, but in previous games, yeah, I don't mind them. And yes, and a lot of those things, people don't realize that the people who do buy those guns or buy into those maxed out weapons or not maxed out, but high power weapons, a lot of them they be good for a little bit, but the people who actually can earn the other types of weapons be way more powerful than the ones that you buy. You know, for a good example is those, well, that's DLC, like Tricky said, but I guess I can use this as an example, maybe. Like in, Dead Space 1 and 2, you can buy like, whatever, I forget the packs, whatever the pack was, but it's these weapons with certain abilities that's more powerful than some of the weapons that's in the end game. But if you just wait and level up and get later on to in the game, it was like you wasted your money because this gun I got now is like killing everything that I just spent money on. So, I wouldn't buy into microtransactions ever, because especially if I can earn them. And they shouldn't make it, like Alice said, they shouldn't make games where it's solely dependent on microtransactions for a certain character or a certain item. You should be able to earn them no matter what, because we plan and we're taking time out on your game that we spent money on to earn them.
All right, but now let me throw a little swerve into here real quick. You know, right now the typical price point of a game is $60. Mm-hmm. If Mortal Kombat came out and say, okay, we're going to sell it for $20, and we're going to sell microtransactions so you can unlock everything that if you bought a $60 version of this game. What if they released two versions of the game? One with $60 when everything's released, or if they sold $20 and said, okay, here's the game. You can play this game, but if you want to get all these extra characters, it's going to cost you $1, or it's going to cost you $2 or whatever. Would you be okay with that?
Okay. First of all, why come out with a $60 version with everything, which is the regular price that's
This is what they did with Drive Club. They said, here's the full game at $60, but PlayStation Plus, we're going to get this version of the game, which was only like 10 cars, 11 tracks, or whatever it is, and you could earn the platinum with that version. But if you wanted everything else, you can pay, you know, $45, and you can unlock the full version of the game.
See, but that's different. Let me see if I can, the best way I can explain how that's different. Okay, I look at it as, one, it's not being a real game. Basically, you got suckered into buying the Kojima effect. Now, that's my new thing I just made up, the Kojima effect. You suckered into buying a demo, basically. I'm going off your version. You said the Plus version is free, whatever, right?
Correct.
Okay, so
if they ever release it, Sony.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, using your Mortal Kombat as an example. So basically, you got suckered into buying a demo version, and why would you buy a demo when demos are free? So, yes, buy the $60 version where you can get everything. Don't be a stupid idiot and buy a $20 version and basically spend $20 on a demo. And then you got to pay. I bet you, if that was the case, I will assume that you be coming out of $60 more if you buy the $20 version, because everything will add up to way more than $60. So just buy the $60 version and have come with everything.
All right, Eel, do you want to add anything to this? Or did you check out halfway through the conversation?
I partly checked out halfway through the conversation. microtransactions, I could do without them. As long as they don't break the game, I can live with them and accept them for the fact that, unfortunately, it's part of the business now. But as long as they don't break the game, then I won't entirely rage over them. Because if it's something that's here, buy this, and you're instantly better than everybody else instead of those who will put the time into the game, then no, that's an absolute ripoff. You know, I mean, it's like Plants vs. Zombies 2 on the tablet. You know, you got to pay to get all the good plants.
In my head, I have an idea that once I pay, except for like Rock Band and certain games, once I pay like that $60 fee, like my brain kind of locks down and says, this is how much I paid for this game. This is all that I'm going to pay for this game. Because growing up, I mean, we bought games and there wasn't downloadable content. You just played what was on the cartridge or on the disc. So I still kind of have that mode where I'm like, you know what? I paid this much for the disc. I've gotten what I want out of it. I'm going to move on. So microtransactions and DLC aren't always something I really am interested in. And if for a microtransaction game to really catch me, you know, you would have to support it for a long time. Like, the Blizzard has supported the World of Warcraft series. You would have to go keep it going continuously, and there'd have to be a strong community for it, for me to invest in microtransactions like character clothing and weapons and all that kind of stuff. So it had to be a game that has a long arc to it and not just something that dies out in 5 or 6 months.
Would you say Burnout Paradise would be one of those games?
I never played Burnout Paradise.
Oh, okay.
Would you? I mean, you played it, didn't you?
I played and got a platinum and got 100% of the trophies. But see, so with Burnout Paradise, I think they released, and I could be wrong about this, so please don't quote me. I think they released 5 or 6, maybe even 7 different DLC packs for that game. And I believe the first 4 of them were free.
But again, that's not microtransactions, that's DLC, right?
Right. But you could pay to unlock things in the game as far as different cars and whatnot. You know, now that I'm actually thinking about it, I think every DLC they ever released was free until they released Big Surf Island, which was $15, I believe. I'm not 100% sure on that. Alex, how do you feel about the $60 versus the $20 option?
Wait, what? The $60 versus the $40 option?
If Warner Brothers screams out and says, okay, for $60, here's Mortal Kombat X, the full game. But they say, okay, but we're going to give you a $20 option in which instead of 20 fightable characters, you're going to get 10. And if you want the other 10, you're going to have to pay $1 or $2 for each character. Would you be okay with that? Knowing that, okay, there is a $60 option, but there's also a $20 option that I can get. Because I didn't say this when Donnie was explaining it, but maybe somebody wants to play Mortal Kombat X, but they don't necessarily have $60 to spend on the game. So the $20 option is good enough for them to get into entry to the door.
No, then don't buy it then. If you're not going to... First of all, it's a fighting game. Now, if you're not going to have all the characters in a fighting game, is not like the other games. You got to have everybody, not just your favorite character. Because what's the point of even buying it just for your favorite character anyway? No, you get... certain games, you can withstand the whole $20 version or $60 version, but when it comes to fighting games, you gotta pay for the whole thing. It's a fighting game.
I mean, I like the idea of being able to buy certain characters as you want them, but at the same time, like, part of the thing about fighting games is we talk about couch co-op every so often and how we still favor it to the online play. And I think that for couch co-op, it's nice to have as many characters as possible, like with friends come over. And so, like, I don't play as many games as I used to with friends. We used to, in high school, we used to sit there and, like, Friday and Saturday nights, we'd go over to a friend's house and just for hours sit and play games. That doesn't really happen. That doesn't happen anymore. But I think I would want as many characters as possible because, so, like, I don't know, maybe sometime you want to try a new character, or maybe you have a friend over who wants to play as that character you don't have. I think I'm traditional in the way that I always wanted to get every single character, unlock every single character, and have everyone, the character select screen, fully kind of displayed and have everyone there. So, you know, if there's a $20, I mean, I figure besides cutting out characters, they'd have to cut out other features for like a $40 price difference. But I'd kind of like to have all the characters. If, you know, I bought Mortal Kombat, the reboot, which came out like 3 or 4 years ago. And I don't need another Mortal Kombat. That one's good enough. So, but, you know, if I were going to get this one, if I were a huge diehard Mortal Kombat fan, I'd like to have as many characters as I could.
All right.
Sound like he sided with me, yeah, John Tricky.
It's not about choosing sides. I'm just, microtransactions, as I think we all said, is pretty much here to stay. I mean, they're not going away. So, you know, people can debate the pay to win or the free to play options all they want, but I'm in agreement with you guys. I mean, if I can unlock it in the game, then I don't care about microtransactions because I'm not really, you know, if I want to pay to unlock something quicker, it's nice to know that option is there. But as long as I can still unlock everything playing the game, then the way I look at it is if your game's fun enough and that I can unlock everything and your game's fun enough, then I'm going to play your game, so I don't need to spend the money. If I'm going to the option of unlocking certain things by using real money, then obviously a game's not that fun enough for me to keep playing enough to unlock it on its own. So,
oh, yep, that's another one. Yeah, that's a good point. The game ain't that fun if you got to pay money to make it extra fun. Yeah, it ain't that fun to begin with. You're not a real gamer, in my opinion, paying money extra microtransactions crap.
Let's move into our housekeeping.
Yes, yes, yes. Fatality this.
ProvingGamer.com is looking for some writers, staff members, podcasters, video editors, news reporters, and generalized help with the site. Yes, I realize I messed that up a little bit, but we're going to keep going with it. If you're interested in applying to the site, click on the Help Wanted tab and fill out the application. And somebody please buy Dottie some batteries for his damn smoking alarm.
You keep
and I will get back to you as soon as possible.
You keep,
can we add that to the GoFundMe?
That's going to be a perk on the GoFundMe. Buy Dottie some batteries.
You keep commenting on it. I could take it out, but now I got to leave that beep in there now.
And while you're on the site, please stop by, reorder all of our articles, and check out all of our videos. Speaking of our videos can also be found on YouTube by doing a search for Official Proving Gamer and subscribing there. If you listen to this podcast, we greatly appreciate it. You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher and various podcast apps on smartphones. But if you are listening to us on iTunes or Stitcher, please stop by, leave a rating, preferably 5 stars, and let us know how good of a job we're doing or how bad of a job we're doing, or tell Donnie to get his audio technology shit straight so we can actually release some shows. But if you want to get a hold of Donnie, there are several ways you can get a hold of any of us. You can contact us on Twitter by contacting the site at Proving Gamer. You can contact the show at Trophy Yours. You can contact me at Tricky Mick. You can contact Donnie at Young Twist. That's YUNTWIS. Contact him. Tell him to get his shit together. If you want to contact Alex, that's at Sardis or SRX. And if you want to contact Yield, it's I Yield to No One. You can also send us an email by sending us an email to trophyhorse@provinggamer.com. And let's put Yield on the spot. Yield, there's a phone number. What's that phone number?
That's 330-PROVEN-9. That's 330-776-8369. Ha! Thought I wouldn't be paying attention. You're darn right I looked at the bottom of the agenda.
You should know it by now.
I know the 330-PROVEN-9 and the 776 part. The last four numbers I am always fuzzy on.
Also, we have another podcast, PG Spoilers, which I have a couple ideas for doing some shows. Maybe in a couple weeks we have some PG Spoilers episodes we could do. Just some ideas, guys.
Talk about smoke alarms.
Yes, talk about smoke alarms.
Hey, I got an idea. Let's do Tomb Raider. Oh, wait, we already did that.
How many times are you going to try to tell that joke and fail horribly?
As many times as I can.
About as many times as the New York Rangers will lose to the LA Kings in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Oh!
Throwing right back at you.
We will never be able to recreate that chemistry, man. I had just finished the game like 10 minutes before we were recording. I was on such a high, and we all gave that game such praise, and Tricky, he lost it.
You know what, Yield? You make a very good point there, and I just want to say that the New York Rangers will never be able to recreate the chemistry that got them to the Stanley Cup Finals last year, in which they lost the LA Kings.
Well, the New York Rangers are playing right now, so I want you guys to know that I'm dedicated enough to the show that I'm actually missing the game.
Well, they're going to lose anyway, so we already know the outcome.
They're probably playing the Kings. That's why he's recording.
No, they're playing the Dallas Stars right now.
Oh, see, who cares about the Stars?
I'm not going to go there. We have some sponsors. Our first sponsor, since Alex likes to talk, so we're going to let him talk about our first sponsor, and that's Extra Life.
So, everyone, Extra Life is a fantastic charity event that was started by our friend Doc Adams. He created the event in memory of one of his close friends, named Tori, who unfortunately passed away after a long battle with cancer. And her memory lives on through Extra Life, which is a 24-hour gaming marathon that benefits the Children's Miracle Network of Hospitals, which it's a worldwide thing. And every year we do this event where we take sponsorships. We get sponsorships from people. It can be as little as $1 per hour that you play, or like $10 for the whole thing, or $5 for the whole thing. I mean, if you collect $1 from everyone that you know, that's a lot of money for a children's hospital. And the important thing is you get to sit and play games for 24 hours. And all the money that you collect and that you get from sponsors, the donations go, all of it 100% goes to the Children's Hospital of your choice. So in Louisville, Kentucky, I would play for CoSara Children's Hospital. So it's a fantastic charity. We don't know quite when it's scheduled for this year. Do we, Tricky? Okay, well, November 2nd. So it's out of October this year. It's November 2nd. So prepare. Yeah, it's never too early to get started, you know, thinking of who you want to ask for donations and who, you know, you want to have on your team, because you can create teams and play together for Extra Life.
You'll tell us about our other sponsor, our GoFundMe.
Well, see, there's a tab on the right-hand side of the Proven Gamer website that you click when you go to do your shopping, and we get a little bit of a kickback.
No, that's Amazon.
Oh! Okay.
Hold on, before Yield tries to reset that a little bit and actually realize what the hell he's supposed to be talking about, Alex, I wanted to let you know that Extra Life this year, it is actually, it's during daylight savings time, so the 24-hour marathon would actually be 25 hours this week, or this year.
Kick it up a few notches.
Yes. Now, let's try this again, Yield, tell us about our GoFundMe.
GoFundMe.
Tell us about it.
GoFundMe, we're all trying to raise money to get better podcasting equipment. So if you go to GoFundMe/ProvenGamer, you can either pick a reward. One of them is which Donnie will send you a lovely Valentine's Day love song. Or you can just donate any amount you want from 50 cents to $2 million if you want, I guess.
Well, our GoFundMe is $3,000, so...
So, see, you lend us $2 million, and you will be... I don't know.
We will fly you to each one of our cities and have you sit in our living rooms and record a show with us, so you get to be on 4 episodes.
Yay, yeah. Using your own money that you gave me.
But, yeah.
And then shortly after all 4 of those episodes have been recorded, we're all going to retire.
We're all going to move.
Nah. I wouldn't retire. I would keep doing shows. But
no, you have to have you actually need a job to retire from, Don.
Oh, that too.
Oh, why you gotta go there? Why you gotta be like that?
Oh, you guys can dig on me all the time, but I dig on somebody and I should get a good one. And so, why you gotta be the asshole?
Gosh, don't be such a dick, Tricky.
I know,
Mick.
You're talking about somebody's livelihood, man, and you're just stomping all over. Kick a man while he's down, why don't you?
I didn't care about it at first, Tricky, but now that they say it,
Now you just want to buy.
Amazon! I got my voice back.
We are sponsored by Amazon. If you could, Edward, each and every time we do shopping on Amazon, stop by ProvenGamer.com first, click on the link, and continue with your normal shopping. It doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site tremendously. Guys, we are way behind in time, so let's do our shout-outs and get the hell out of here. Yield, let's start with your shout-outs.
I will give a shout-out to you guys for recording, the fans for constantly listening to our derailments. A shout-out to Prepare to Dire Scum, who helped me in Borderlands 2 last night take out Terramorphous. So that
and didn't invite Chicky Mick to come play.
Hey, I told you if you wanted to jump in, you could, because you could have gotten that trophy, but that was your own fault for not changing games and jumping in. So
I was... Because I wasn't invited.
Doesn't matter. You can jump in. I said you could jump in. That's an invitation in itself right there. It's an open invitation.
That's after the fact. That doesn't count.
And you refused to, so therefore you didn't get the trophy. So too bad, so sad. I am 3 trophies from the platinum. Now I just have to go through with my individual characters and grind to get that. So that makes me all kinds of happy. I'm forgetting who else I wanted to shout out, but shout out to Homer Good Stuff just because I'm gonna keep the shout out streak going, and yeah, that's it.
Alex, your shout outs.
I want to give a shout out, as always, to the listeners because they are fantastic and they keep us going, and without them there is no trophy horse. So thank you all for listening each and every week. We truly do appreciate it. I want to thank you guys, as always, for joining me on these shenanigans, these escapades, these not-so-world tours of debauchery, and I don't know where I'm going with this, but I want to thank you guys for making Sundays kind of fun. And I want to give another shout-out to the Kentucky Wildcats basketball team, which beat the Florida Gators in Gainesville yesterday. Willie Cauley-Stein going up for a big dunk. Go to YouTube and search for Jim Ross Calls Willie Cauley-Stein's dunk. It's fantastic. And, yeah, so they're still undefeated, only undefeated team in college basketball. And finally, as always, I want to give a shout-out to my lovely girlfriend, Christina. I love you, sweetheart, and thank you for bringing so much joy to my life.
And Donnie.
Shout-out to the listeners, as always. You guys are great. And you guys, also, you great, too. You know, I love doing this, like I say. And I shall see you in a few minutes.
Lego.
No matter how much you butter me up, Donnie, I'm not gonna send you more naked pictures.
Well, wait. Are we talking about like real butter, or are we talking like metaphoric butter?
He knows what kind of butter.
Whoa!
That butter.
Give a shout out to all of our listeners. Give a shout out to Sweet Mama D, and shout out to Tricky's Goddess, who recently took the New York City Department of Sanitation test to become a Sandman herself, or a Sandwoman in her case. So good luck to her. She took the test already. Now we just have to wait for the results to see if she's good enough to get hired.
You know you can pull some strings.
I can definitely pull some strings.
He's not at work. He needs to go back to work, speaking of somebody who can't retire.
You better go to sleep with whoever you can sleep with and get her up in there.
So, if there's nothing else, until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out.
Goodbye, everybody. Check.
Later.
You done made it to another one. Replay. Oh, download another one. Continue your hoardom. Or you can go and do a tricky man and chop it. However you do it. Just to forget the ray and leave a comment. And thanks for getting listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.